The Broncos will get their chance at redemption. Hello, I'm Phil Milani with Matt Boyer, and after waiting a week, the Broncos found out that they will be playing the Steelers in the divisional round after Pittsburgh, in a very physical game, beat the Bengals.
Well, you think about it, their offense has been just about as hot as anyone has to end the regular season. You think about Antonio Brown, the only player in modern NFL history to have two games with 15 catches or more. They said the offense very strong, third with 395 yards per game. But the Broncos know they can hang with this team. You think about Brock Osweiler and the way he played. He had 296 yards in that game, three touchdowns. Of course, it was, as you mentioned, a Broncos loss. They will be looking for redemption. But against this team, a new wrinkle, Peyton Manning on the sidelines for the last game. And this one, Manning will be at the helm for the Broncos, might change things up just a bit. And they're 21st in team defense, are the Steelers. So, you know, not as tough as some of the other opponents the Broncos could have played in the Chiefs and the Texans. However, I do think that this team is going to be looking for redemption. As you said, a very sour taste, a huge second half comeback by the Steelers in the last one. I think the Broncos will be ready.
Yeah, the Steelers scored 24 points unanswered in that game. On the defensive side of the ball for the Broncos, that was really the one time all season that they didn't look like themselves. You expect them to change things up and maybe defend Antonio Brown a little bit different this time?
They might. I think Chris Harris said it best, you know, that was his one bad game, kind of a blip on the radar. If he had mentioned earlier this week, had it not been for that game, he might have been a first team All-Pro. We don't know. But I think that, I don't expect Wade Phillips to change up too much as far as the defensive side of the ball. They've been playing things the same way the entire season. I think that Chris will go back, look at the tape, realize what he did wrong, and change some things up. And I think the pass rush will get to Ben Roethlisberger a little bit sooner. You remember the last game, Roethlisberger was able to hang in, and wait for Antonio Brown to get open. I think it's going to be up to the pass rushers to force Roethlisberger to get rid of the ball sooner.
Yeah, that will certainly help. These two franchises, not unfamiliar when it comes to playing each other in the playoffs. This will be the eighth all-time meeting in the playoffs. I think we all remember the last time, that DT miracle in overtime. Okay, that's going to a preview of the divisional round with Matt Boyer. I'm Phil Malone.